Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, also The Coming Collapse of China. You can find him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. I encourage you to do that. Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. Gordon, over the year 2020, there were a number of reports and some people, specific witnesses, that came forward and said that the coronavirus was a product of the lab in Wuhan. I think you said that on the show. Correct me if I'm wrong in a second. And there are many people, and there's more recently, in the last 24 hours, reports that China released this. It was not only made in that lab, but they released it to the world. What do you think? What do you know?
Well, first of all, the Daily Mail is reporting that Matt Pottinger, who is the Trump administration's deputy national security advisor, had a Zoom call with British parliamentarians at the end of last month. And during that call, Pottinger said that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is the lab that you mentioned, is the most likely source of the coronavirus infection. Now, the question is that correct? And I think that it is. It's certainly at this point not scientifically settled, but clearly that is an option. It's not a conspiracy theory, as NPR recently termed it. And I think it is the most probable of the explanations for various reasons.
So then that brings up two points. If that's the case, if that is true, then it didn't come from a bat. It didn't come from a wet market. That's one thing. It's the opposite of a bat or a wet market. And number two, is this, if it came from the lab, does that mean that this thing is weaponized? It's designed. It's a designer virus that could be weaponized.
Well, it could have been a weaponized virus. Now, the Wuhan Institute of Virology actually had on its website that it was storing more than 1,500 strains of coronavirus. And we know from an article in Nature magazine from, I think it's either November or September 2015, that the lab was working on re-engineering coronaviruses. So it's very possible that this thing could have escaped. We know from, China says that it's got the highest procedures in place at that lab, but we know from China Daily, which is a Communist Party publication, that when they showed pictures of the lab in order to show how good the procedures were, we could see that there were broken seals on refrigerators. So really it shows that there, and also we know one other thing, Jim, and that is the State Department sent an investigatory team to that lab in 2018, and they came away shocked by the failure of the lab to meet safety protocols.
Wow!
So it looks like that there was an accidental release.
Could we take it any further then and say that China intentionally allowed this? It either got out accidentally, and then they allowed it to they just said, well, let's just see what happens. We know how the movement of humans a year ago around the globe transmitted this all over the world, and when China knew that it, we know they suppressed that information. Could the global pandemic be something that China allowed, if not manufactured, caused?
Well, I believe that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, deliberately spread the coronavirus beyond China's borders. Mm. We know this from a number of things, Jim. First of all, China admitted that this was human-to-human transmissible on January 20th. The doctors in Wuhan knew that it was highly contagious, no later than the second week of December. We know that China lied to the world. If China had said nothing during those 5 weeks, that would have really have been grossly irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that China actually lied about this and said it was not contagious. And we also know, as you just pointed out, that China leaned on countries not to impose travel restrictions and quarantines at the same time it was locking down Wuhan and surrounding
mm-hmm.
cities.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that this, what's happened and how it's caused turmoil in America, I mean, could Xi Jinping have imagined the success of his dastardly plan, do you think?
Yes, and that was his plan, because he took steps that he knew would spread this disease to the rest of the world.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Gordon Chang if China will pay for this. If this is true, will they pay for it? And also, we're going to talk about the fact that we are in the middle of World War III, and it's not a Cold War. Ponytail, right back with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.